Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
You're listening to a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. If you want to listen to us in real time, you can stream our show live weekdays at 9 and 11 a.m. Central. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Steph Curtis is here with 5 for 5. Did you see the summer's books list, by the way, that we put together from yesterday?
No, I haven't looked at it yet.
A lot of stuff you're going to want
to
read,
or
maybe you already have. Okay, go.
All right, here we go. Great beach read, The Luckiest Girl Alive. Have you read this?
I haven't.
It's by a woman named Jessica Knoll who'd worked at Cosmopolitan, and it is about a woman who works at a women's magazine, and she's got a really rich, handsome fiance, but then you start learning her backstory and why she's such an angry woman, and she's got some plan going, and you're not sure what it is. And it is so much fun. You go from high school to college to her life now in her late 20s. She is a really mean-spirited seeming woman, and then you learn more and more about her. Ani, aka Tiffany, great, fun book. You don't want to put it down.
Good.
Luckiest
okay.
Girl Alive, a nonfiction book, The Comeback. It is about Greg LeMond, the America's greatest cyclist ever, because he didn't dope, mm-hmm. and he won the Tour de France.
From Minnesota?
He had been raised in Nevada and California, and then moved to Minnesota because he fell in love with a Minnesota girl, and they moved to Minnesota, and it is a great love story between him and Kathy. It is a portrait of a man who's just a natural athlete, and then the story of the 1989 Tour de France. He had already won in 86, and it is just an epic sports tale.
Dramatic. And suspenseful.
Yes. And okay. Great storytelling.
Comeback. That's what it's going to take to get me to read a nonfiction book about the Tour de France. So
it is about an amazing character. It is so good. The Comeback. There is a hat tip to Ali Lozoff, my friend, who told me you've got to read Looking for Life on a Flat Earth. This is a magazine article from The New Yorker about a month ago, and it's about the Flat Earth Society. And it's a profile of the people who go to a convention who believe the Earth is flat.
Somebody was tweeting about this the other day, and I thought it was a joke.
No, it's not. And
what?
It is why they believe the Earth is flat, like the I'm air quotes here, people, the scientific evidence for why the Earth is flat. It's very funny, but it's not too nasty either. I believe the Earth is round. I think you do, too.
You felt like you had a statement?
Yeah, that's a point of view I am coming from here.
All right.
It is very funny. And it's also about how people who used to think, well, I don't understand how the world is round, found
you mean
other
the science
people,
of it or
the science of it because they look out and it looks flat and then they found other people on the World Wide Web who believe the same thing.
These are like the people who say we had a snow day, there's no climate change, you know,
and but they have scientific, like there's a guy who says I went into a canal and it's 26 miles long, the degree, and they have all this science behind it. It is a very funny
all
article.
Right,
you've got to read it.
Good.
Looking for Life on a Flat Earth. Gregory Warner's Rough Translation is a podcast.
I've been hearing about this.
I had
so
not
good.
Listened to it before.
NPR plays some of the episodes.
Yes, yeah. And I really, really like it.
It's good.
Just started listening. There's a great one to start with about preschool in Ghana, and it's about what school education is expected to be in Ghana, and then people who are trying to change it, and the speed bumps that get in the way, and it's unexpected speed bumps. And it's really great storytelling and incredibly engaging.
Can I add that he also did an episode about translators mm-hmm. and how one wrong move by a translator can really screw up international diplomacy. Pretty interesting.
Great storytelling, and I really, really like it. And it would be great to listen to with kids.
Yeah.
If you've got kids who are like preteens, my kids are always looking for something to listen to, this would be a really fun one to listen to. Rough Translation by Gregory Warner. And we're already at the end. Let's play some...
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute, we're at the end. Can I add one more thing before we play some music?
Yeah.
Our friend Lily Percy from On Being is mm-hmm. doing a podcast called This Movie Changed My Life. I am nowhere near as knowledgeable as you are about movies. I love this podcast.
What do you love about it?
Well, she gets interesting people to talk about surprising movies. Like, they did this big takedown on Ordinary People, a movie that I love. And I had new insights after listening to the podcast. So Bridget Jones' Diary, this great pop culture writer who, you know, was probably born, I don't know, 10 years after Bridget Jones' Diary came out, and what these movies mean to her. So it's really good listening, and I'll put that on your list. Okay, music.
All right, let's listen to some Trampled by Turtles. They went to a cabin all together last fall, didn't think they'd come out with an LP, and then they started writing music, and this is The Middle, and it is rousing and wonderful. You should play it in your car with your windows down.
Thanks for being fun there, Steph.
This was a recording of a live radio show on NPR News. To add your voice to our discussion, you can call in at 800-242-2828 or tweet Kerri at KERRINPR. And if you miss us live, you'll find all of our shows by subscribing to this podcast. If you have questions, you can email us at talk@npr.org.